Well, good morning and welcome to our Thought for the Day. My name is Charlie Newcomb. I'm the minister at Christchurch Huntingdon. And I'd like to talk to you this morning with a slightly strange title of Good News and Dementia. So we're going to think about dementia, which affects many people, and how actually there, amidst all the bad news, there is some good news. Now, I guess that most of us listening today will have had some experience, perhaps even firsthand and up close, of friends and loved ones who have in the past or who are now experiencing the adverse effects of dementia. Now, I didn't really know my grandfather because during the most of the last few years of his life, which overlapped with the first few years of my life, his memory and his capacity to relate to his friends and family was drastically reduced by dementia. Similarly, last year, I watched my godfather, a man I respected and loved, being fed by his wife because he no longer had the capacity even to do basic things. Dementia can be a debilitating and desperate thing for those suffering and for their loved ones. So is it not rather strange or even a bit cruel to be talking about good news and dementia in the same sentence? Well, please bear with me because Christians believe that the good news about, we have good news about a God who loves us and cares for us even when life is tough. So yes, there is something positive to say even about this. And may I share just two short reflections, which I hope give some hope for people in the Huntingdon area today who might be affected by dementia, either in themselves or in their loved ones. And here's the first thing. Dementia can bring out true faith. Dementia can bring out true faith. Having had the privilege of being part of a team from a church running services in care homes for elderly people, we often saw that though people couldn't remember even their own names or their loved ones, they actually could remember hymns or prayers that they'd internalized deeply earlier in life. And these gave them words to say to God. So dementia can bring out true faith. Visiting my friend Paul a few weeks ago, it was very sad to see him in the early stages of a rare form of dementia, aged just 70. It's hard for his wife, it's hard for his daughter, and we looked through an album of photos of his life, and his life has just passed so quickly, and his mind will get worse and not better. But through slightly slurred speech, we prayed together, and Paul prayed for me, and it was clear that though his mind was affected, his faith in Jesus Christ wasn't. So dementia can bring out true faith. And actually, that's a reason why we should put our faith in the God of the Bible now, while we have our faculties, so that our faith is in the right place when we don't. Dementia can bring out true faith. But secondly, dementia can bring out true love. I mentioned my godfather, Frank, and how seeing his wife, Annie, looking after him in the last stages of his life and feeding him, even when he couldn't remember her name, was an act of true love. Dementia can bring out true love. When we're young, we think that love is all about romance and excitement, the fluttering of the birds and the bees. Well, yes, that is a kind of love, and it's wonderful to be in love. But actually, true love is seen in commitment through thick and thin. In fact, that's what God's love is like for us. It's love that keeps on loving, even when there's not much in return, even when it's undeserved. So dementia, in a strange kind of way, can bring out true love. Dementia can bring out true faith, and dementia can bring out true love. So as we close today, can I say that if you're struggling with this or in some other way, don't despair. There is a wonderful future beyond this life for all who put their trust in Jesus Christ. And there are people who can help and support in the meantime. Here's a verse from the Bible to finish off. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. God will be with his people and he will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Thank you so much for listening.